from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Will this settle it? A senior U.S. official telling ABC News that Israeli missiles hit at least one site in western Iran, retaliation for the missile and drone barrage last weekend, which was retaliation for an Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed two Iranian generals.
We want to stop this as soon as possible.
ABC News contributor Elizabeth Newman is ex-Homeland Security.
History teaches us that small little miscommunications, small tit for tats can result in world war. That's what World War I was.
The Israeli strike was in a place called Isfahan. There's a nuclear power plant there. Iranian state media saying the plant was not damaged. The U.S. looking to slap new sanctions on Iran, targeting manufacturers of engines for its drones. The sanctions might not do any good.
The White House, Western partners, Ukraine has been pushing for this too, have been looking at this issue for a very long time, and they haven't come up with a solution yet to try and limit that drone program. So it's hard to see how these new sanctions will have a massive, massive impact.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. Here in New York City,
the more they try to silence us, the louder we will be.
Protesters set up an encampment at Columbia University, vowing to stay until the school divests from Israel-related businesses. Police broke up all of that, arresting around 100. Mayor Eric Adams.
Columbia University students have a proud history of protests and raising their voices. Students have a right to free speech, but do not have a right to violate university policies and disrupt learning on campus.
The United Nations Security Council took up Palestine's request for full UN membership. The U.S. vetoed. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel.
Premature actions in New York, even with the best intentions, will not achieve statehood for the Palestinian people.
He says full UN membership would effectively recognize a Palestinian state. You're listening to ABC News. Boeing is going to compensate United Airlines for the problems with the MAX series 737.
United Airlines says when the Boeing 737 MAX 9 was grounded, it cost United about $200 million because it couldn't fly those planes. And now it's freezing pilot hiring and modifying plans because of slowed production of the MAX. A new regulatory filing says Boeing will compensate United for the financial damages in the form of credits on the purchase of future Boeing airplanes.
ABC's Alex Stone. We learned of the death of one of the last living co-founders of the Allman Brothers.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Anenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Tales of our litigious society. The city of San Francisco is suing the city of Oakland after officials there had the effrontery to change the name of Oakland International Airport to San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport. Oakland to take a final vote next month. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.